Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay, the headlines. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav calls for stricter laws on social media and OTT platforms. JMM leader Hemant Soren to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Jharkhand this afternoon. Deep depression over southwest Bay of Bengal to intensify into cyclonic storm Fingal through the next 12 hours. 55th International Film Festival of India to conclude this evening in Goa. US President-elect Donald Trump nominates retired General Keith Kellogg as special envoy to Ukraine and Russia. And defending champion India thrashed Thailand 11-0 in the men's junior Asia Cup hockey opener in Muscat, Oman. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has called for stricter laws on social media and OTT platforms. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha, he said that the existing laws definitely need to be strengthened further to check vulgar contents on the social media. Mr. Vaishnav said today social media is a very big medium of freedom of the press on one hand, but at the same time on the other hand, due to the absence of editorial check in social media, many types of vulgar content are also displayed.
आज सोशल मीडिया एक तरफ से फ्रीडम ऑफ प्रेस का एक बहुत बड़ा माध्यम है लेकिन साथ ही साथ दूसरी तरफ एक अनकंट्रोल्ड एक्सप्रेशन जिसमें कई तरह के वल्गर कंटेंट वगैरह भी आते हैं अभी जो एग्जिस्टिंग कानून है माननीय अध्यक्ष जी उसको निश्चित तौर पे और कड़ा करने की जरूरत है और मैं निवेदन करूंगा इसके ऊपर एक कंसेंसस बने
The minister said government has notified IT rules 2021 under the Information Technology Act. These rules provide for a code of ethics for publishers of OTT platforms which require the publishers not to transmit any content which is prohibited by law and to undertake age-based classification of content into five categories. The code also provides that the OTT platform should put in place adequate safeguards for restricting age-inappropriate content for children. In Jharkhand, JMM leader Hemant Soren will take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function organized at Morabadi Maidan in Ranchi at 4 p.m. A correspondent reports that elaborate arrangements have been made for the swearing-in ceremony.
Hemant Soren will today take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand for the fourth time. Besides, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Delhi former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is scheduled to attend the swearing-in ceremony in Ranchi. Former UP Chief Minister Akhilesh Prasad Yadav and Senior RJD Leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will also attend the function. Meghalaya CM Conrad Sangma, Punjab CM Bhagwant Mann and Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu are also likely to attend the function. All schools in Ranchi have been closed today to avoid traffic congestion. With KK Lal, this is Shilpi for Akashvani News, Ranchi.
Centre is taking all necessary steps to ensure expeditious supply of D-ammonium phosphate, DAP fertiliser and resolve the local availability issues. In a statement, the Minister of Chemicals and Fertiliser said it is coordinating with state governments, railways and fertiliser companies to resolve the situation. Despite global challenges, over 17 lakh tons of DAP were delivered to ports and distributed across states in October and November during the Rabi 2024-25 season. Additionally, nearly 6.5 lakh tons of domestic production were made available to states. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has called upon French and Asia-Pacific partners to deepen collaboration, particularly in three areas. These are enhancing trade relations through bilateral agreements and multilateral platforms, strengthening technological cooperation to address global challenges like climate change, and promoting cultural and educational exchanges. Speaking at the annual conference of French Foreign Trade Commissioners for the Asia-Pacific region in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal highlighted that bilateral trade between India and France reached $15 billion in the financial year 2024. The minister added that both countries are exploring cooperation across various sectors, including agriculture and food processing, renewable energy, aerospace and defense, automobiles and electric vehicles and digital technology.
India and France are celebrating 75 years of our diplomatic ties and 25 years of our strategic partnership this year. Bilateral trade between India and France in our financial year 2024 ended on March 31st, reached $15 billion.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on EIR app. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said the deep depression over southwest Bay of Bengal will intensify into cyclonic storm Fingal during the next 12 hours. IMD said the cyclone will cross north Tamil Nadu, Puducherry coast between Karaikal and Mahabalipuram around Saturday morning as a deep depression. We have more from a correspondent.
The Met Department has said that the system will continue to move north-northwestwards and cross North Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast between Karaikal and Mahabalipuram on the morning of 30th November as a deep depression with a wind speed of 50 to 60 km per hour, gusting up to 70 km per hour. An orange alert has been given to the northern districts for the next few days. Chennai and suburban areas are experiencing a cool climate with light showers intermittently. Educational institutions are closed as a precautionary measure in coastal districts as the warning continues. Joy, Akashvani, Chennai.
Meanwhile, in parts of Sri Lanka continue to remain under the impact of the adverse weather due to the deep depression in southwest Bay of Bengal. As per Met Department in Sri Lanka, the deep depression was located 100 kilometers northeast of Trincomalee at around 2:30 a.m. today. The advisory stated that the storm is likely to move slowly north-northwestwards closer to the east coast of Sri Lanka and intensify further into a cyclonic storm today. Meanwhile, the Sri Lankan Navy and Air Force rescue teams are engaged in relief operations to assist people affected by the adverse weather conditions. So far, the death toll has reached 4 while 6 are still missing. The adverse weather has already impacted over 2.3 lakh people with more rains predicted over the next 24 hours. The 11th edition of Indian Coast Guard's National Maritime Search and Rescue Exercise and Workshop, SAREX-24, will be held in Kochi, Kerala today. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh will inaugurate the 2 days workshop. The theme of the workshop is enhancing search and rescue capabilities through regional collaboration. It signifies Indian Coast Guard's commitment to provide help during large-scale contingencies, regardless of location, nationality or circumstances, in the Indian search and rescue region and beyond. The Defence Ministry said over the years, Indian Coast Guard has evolved as a premier maritime agency, rightfully steering the government's efforts towards a stable and effective maritime search and rescue construct.
The event will feature the largest ever real-time simulations aimed at honing the skills for effective search and rescue operations and collaborative efforts among the regional and international maritime stakeholders. Today, various programs which include tabletop exercise, workshop and seminars will be held in which senior government and defense officials, various stakeholders and foreign delegates will participate. Tomorrow, sea exercise involving 2 large-scale contingencies will be carried out off the coast of Kochi with the participation of ships, aircraft and boats of the Coast Guard, Navy, Air Force, Cochin Port Authority and the Customs. The exercise will also focus on cooperative engagements with the littoral states and friendly foreign countries. Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
Defence Partnership Days will be organised from today in New Delhi to foster collaboration between armed forces and industry. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said the 2-day event is designed to bridge government and business stakeholders and to facilitate strategic engagements through a series of targeted business-to-government and business-to-business meetings. The Ministry said that over 200 companies and 100 officers from the Ministry and Armed Forces dealing with technology and procurement will participate in the event. The 55th International Film Festival of India has reached its final day, with this evening set to mark the grand conclusion of the event. The day will start with veteran filmmaker Ramesh Sippy addressing a session titled Youth and Cinema, Empowering Aspirants for a Creative Future. Later, Mr. Sippy will engage in a conversation with Mohit Soni on the topic Passion for Perfection, Ramesh Sippy's philosophy. Mika Bannada Haki by Manohara K will be screened today under the Best Debut Director of an Indian Film. This will be followed by the closing film, Dry Season, set to be showcased in two theatres. We have more from a correspondent.
The 55th International Film Festival of India, which began with great enthusiasm and excitement, is set to conclude today with a vibrant closing ceremony scheduled for this evening. The festival featured around 180 films across various languages and genres, along with insightful masterclasses by renowned personalities. Highlights included the Creative Minds of Tomorrow Challenge, aimed at encouraging young talent, and the Film Bazaar, a hub for networking and collaborations. A range of cultural and musical events kept the festival's energy high throughout its 9-day run. Today, as the festival draws to a close, several prestigious awards will be announced, including the Golden Peacock Award, where 15 films, including 3 from India, competed. With Omvesh Upadhyay, Durgesh Padoria, Akashvani News, Goa.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has announced the nomination of retired American General Keith Kellogg as special envoy to Russia and Ukraine. In a statement, Mr. Trump said General Keith Kellogg will serve as assistant to the president and special envoy for Ukraine and Russia. In sports news, India continues to shine on the global stage in hockey with young talent making waves, while key matchups in badminton, football and kabaddi are set to keep fans on the edge of the seats. Let's hear more from a correspondent.
Indian junior men's hockey team thrashed Thailand 11-0 in their men's Junior Asia Cup 2024 opener in Muscat, Oman yesterday. Arijit Singh Hundal scored a brace in the 2nd and 24th minutes, while Saurabh Anand Kushwaha and Gurjot Singh also netted braces. India will next take on Japan today. In badminton, Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen advanced to the second round of Syed Modi International 2024 BWF Super 300 tournament in Lucknow yesterday. Sindhu defeated 17-year-old Anmol Kharap 21-17-21-15 in the women's singles first round, while Lakshya Sen triumphed over Malaysia's Sholeh Adil 21-12-21-12 in the men's singles. In the Indian Super League football match, Bengaluru FC defeated Mohammedan SC 2-1. Cesar Manzocchi gave the hosts an early lead, but Sunil Chhetri came up with 2 late goals, securing a memorable win for Bengaluru. Today, Kerala Blasters FC will face FC Goa at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Kochi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Abhishek. Hindustan Times, quoting U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, says India and United States are stronger when they work together. Welcome agreement India on Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire, reports the Hindu. Steel industry faces pressure as local price falls below imports, reports the Hindu business line. Cyber fraud. Indians lost 11,300 crores in 9 months of 2024, writes the Financial Express. In another story, the paper quotes Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal as saying French firms should consider setting up bases in India. Government for stricter laws to monitor content on OTT, informs the Tribune. Gukesh's big weapon, his mental toughness, writes Indian Express about his win over defending champion Ding Lijun. And finally, bill passed in Australia to ban young children from social media, reports the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav calls for stricter laws on social media and OTT platforms. JMM leader Hemant Soren to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Jharkhand this afternoon. Deep depression over southwest Bay of Bengal to intensify into cyclonic storm Fingal through the next 12 hours. 55th International Film Festival of India to conclude this evening in Goa. US President-elect Donald Trump nominates retired General Keith Kellogg as special envoy to Ukraine and Russia. And defending champion India thrashed Thailand 11-0 in the men's Junior Asia Cup hockey opener in Muscat, Oman. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.